There's some kind of actual magic going on there. I feel like for some reason I was born with some kind of conduit to this, you know, this energy force or whatever it is.
Born October 20th, 1950 in Gainesville, Florida, Thomas Earl Petty was an American musician, singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and record producer. No, I won't back down. He was best known as the lead singer of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, but was also a member and co-founder of the late 1980s supergroup The Traveling Wilburys. Petty recorded a number of hit singles with the Heartbreakers and as a solo artist, many of which are mainstays on the radio today.
I started it out down a dirty road.
In his career, Petty sold more than 80 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling music artists of all time. In 2002, Petty was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His interest in rock and roll music began at age 10 when he met Elvis Presley. In the summer of 1961, his uncle was working on the set of Presley's film Follow That Dream in nearby Ocala. His uncle invited Petty to come down and watch the shoot. He instantly became an Elvis Presley fan, and when he returned that Saturday, he was greeted by his friend Keith Harbin and soon traded his Whammo slingshot for a collection of Elvis 45s.
Crazy about Elvis, loves horses. And her boyfriend too.
In a 2006 interview, Petty said that he knew he wanted to be in a band the moment he saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
But the Beatles, you know, that looked like something that could be done to me. These people look like they're self-contained. They're making music that they wrote themselves. The music's all there on the stage. They're playing it. And they look like they're really good friends and they're having a lot of fun.
One of his first guitar teachers was Don Felder, also a Gainesville resident, who would later join the Eagles. As a young man, Petty worked briefly on the grounds crew for the University of Florida, but never attended as a student. He also worked briefly as a gravedigger. Petty married Jane Benyo in 1974 and the two divorced in 1996. Benyo disclosed to Stevie Nicks that she met Petty at the age of 17. Nicks misheard Benyo, leading to Nicks' song Edge of 17. Petty suffered cardiac arrest early in the morning of October 2nd, 2017, and died later that night at a hospital in Santa Monica, California.
She had a guitar and she taught him some chords. The sky was the...
At the funniest times, something can come into your head and you think, that's a good line.